First of all, I would like to thank Emily and all the organizers of this very fine conference to have invited me. I think the only legitimate reason for my chairing this session is that I'm interested in the American West. I was trained for a while at the University of California. I taught a seminar on the American West at the Sorbonne when, in the old days, I was a professor there. So I feel a little at home among people who are likely likewise interested in the American West. And doubly interested since we are also trying to compare our experiences or readings or criticism of the American West with what we know of French culture or cultures. I'm not going to itemize the program this afternoon. It's a very fine session, and I'm sure you will be very interested to have so many various viewpoints on the American West, the Western, how these were or were not indigenized in France. And I was quite surprised to see that so many different people, I mean, coming from so many various places, had something to say about the appropriation of the West by us French people. So I'm almost as fascinated by what is going to be said today as you will be, I'm sure. Our first guest speaker here is Darren Lee, who comes from Brigham Young University. I asked all the speakers today to send me a short biography, but I think I skipped the biography, or you will say whatever you want about yourself that needs to be said. Let me say that I was certainly very interested by the way Mormonism was seen in our country, and I discovered quite a lot of things about the Mormons, and of course French 19th century historians, plus Albert Robida, who is the centerpiece of your paper.